USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott, the director of the Centers for Disease Control. Dr. Robert Redfield has signed off on an advisory panel's recommendation to use Pfizer and BioNTech's COVID-19 vaccine in people 16 and older. He said in a statement, this official CDC recommendation follows Friday's FDA decision to authorize the emergency use. FDA Chief Stephen Hahn was on ABC's This Week.
We wanted everyone in America, around the world, frankly, to see what information was available and why we made the judgment we made about the safety and efficacy of the vaccine. And as you can see, the experts on the panel also gave, with their vote, a thumbs up to that authorization process as well.
The first doses left on truck from Pfizer's plant in Michigan this morning. About 3 million initial doses are being sent out and are expected to arrive at distribution centers across the country early in the week. USA Radio News.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a four-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Country music legend Charlie Pride has passed away.
The Country Music Hall of Famer became the first black artist to become a member of the Hall and scored 30 number one singles in his 50-plus year career.
You've got to kiss an angel good morning. Let her know you think about her when you're gone.
Kiss an Angel Good Morning became his biggest song in 1971 and was his only single to chart on the Billboard Hot 100. Pride won several Grammy Awards and was given a Lifetime Achievement Award by the Country Music Association this past November. He performed his final concert at that award show last month. In his early years, Pride served in the Army and pursued a baseball career for several seasons before committing to music. According to his website, Pride died Saturday of complications from COVID-19. He was 86. From the USA Radio News, Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The Country Music Association said Pride tested negative multiple times after its November 11th show. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
There's a shakeup at the top 10 in college football. Alabama remains the number one unanimous seed, followed by Notre Dame, Ohio State, Clemson, and Texas A&M. Cincinnati and Indiana each move up one spot to 6th and 7th, and Iowa State jumps two spots to number 8. And 11-0, Coastal Carolina cracks the top 10 at number 9, followed by Georgia at number 10. And the matchups are set for the college football championships. More from USA Radio's Dan Naraki.
After a regular season that saw many conferences and schools alter their schedules and cancel games because of the coronavirus pandemic, championship weekend is finally set. The Pac-12 championship will be decided between Washington and USC. Northwestern and Ohio State will face off for the Big Ten title. Iowa State will make their first appearance in the Big 12 championship game against Oklahoma. Notre Dame is in the ACC championship in their single year in the league, taking on Clemson. And number one, Alabama faces Florida in the SEC championship game. Two Group of Five conference title games will feature ranked matchups, as number 24 Tulsa and number 7 Cincinnati will battle for the American Athletic Conference title, and number 13 Coastal Carolina and number 19 Louisiana face off for the Sun Belt Championship. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The Columbus Crew are Major League Soccer champions. The Crew beat the defending champion Seattle Sounders 3-0 last night to win their second MLS Cup title. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.